from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Arthur's been dealing with a knee issue. We'll see. It's not going to be, you know, anything season-ending, but we're looking at it right now. We got to figure out what it is.
That's John Harbaugh talking about Arthur Millett. You know, it doesn't sound like this, as he said, is a season-ending injury. You just have to wait and see, like, what the recovery's like, how long he's going to be out. But the one thing you don't want in training camp is injuries. And it does feel like when this happens to one player, it ends up happening to multiple players at their position. I don't know why it feels that way, but it happens often. And you can ill afford to lose cornerback. The Ravens showed you how important it was for them to get a cornerback with their first-round pick this year.
Yeah.
You know, so, and adding depth, like, you bring that guy in, and now you're hoping that everybody kind of, you know, falls into place. He ends up being the type of cornerback you want him to be. We've heard nothing but great things about Marlon Humphreys. Marlon Humphreys, I add an S to it. Marlon Humphrey.
They also picked up TJ Tampa
yeah.
in fourth round.
And that's another
clearly important to them.
Yeah, so they spent two picks on cornerbacks. So I don't know how important Arthur Millett's going to be to this team this year, but obviously you don't want to see any injuries, Ed, especially at a position that you just spent a couple draft picks on.
Well, Tampa's hurt too.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still pretty confident, though, because the secondary is pretty deep. And talking to Ken McCusick yesterday, just confirmed it to me. They have safety depth now. They have, you know, cornerback depth. You don't want to see anybody get hurt. But, yeah. I think they can sustain it.
Yeah, it's just something, too, with the Ravens. I mean, I'm constantly looking at this, and you're monitoring whenever you hear somebody goes down in practice, how significant is it?
Yeah.
And I was just talking to somebody else about it, like how many guys you would actually play in the preseason. We were doing this yesterday a little bit, but I had a conversation with a buddy. We were just texting back and forth, and he's like, yeah, I'd like to see these guys play more in the preseason. Yes, you would, until they get hurt.
Why?
Well, just
to see them? It's
there's
a
lot of
game.
People that feel like that this is all important for you to work up and mm-hmm. do this, because you've been told for years how important practice is. These meaningless games, I don't want my star quarterback out there against some guy that's a third stringer that's trying to make a name for himself
exactly.
and hit him. I just don't.
And that was going to be my next point. It's like, you put your starters out there, they're playing against those third and fourth string, probably guys that aren't going to be in the NFL, who can do anything to make it, and you're going to risk your starters against those guys?
Yeah.
It's just
not a good spot to be in. So, yeah, I just think with Millett, as long as it's not a season-ending injury, and again, I think he's more of a depth guy than anything. But you definitely have to worry about those front end guys, because when one injury happens and another one happens in the same position, you're screwed, man. You're looking, and trust me, when you get to those games, you have a third string cornerback out there, and he's got to play. Maybe you give him a little safety help over the top, depending mm-hmm. on what you're playing. Teams are going to attack his ass like it's going out of
Absolutely.
Style. They do it every time, and the good ones are like, you remember in Waterboy when the kicker was like, "Where's my bitch?" And then he sees, oh, there he is. And then he kicks the ball at the guy for the onside yes. kick. That's what it's like when you put one of those guys out there. Tom Brady looks over and he said, "You're kidding me?"
Yep.
Peyton Manning's going, "That's the guy that's covering him now?" So, no, they take advantage of those situations, man. Let's grab some callers here. We got some people that want to chime in about different things we've been talking about with the Orioles. Let's get E in Park Heights. E, you're on the fan. What's up, man?
Call man, Commish. Good morning, fellas.
Morning.
Morning.
Listen, man, I normally don't call in about the Orioles stuff, man, but Jeremy, like, I was going to call in and ask a question, like a little question, just so I can get you guys' opinion, but you stated it. My question was, so if he would have put Jackson Holliday and Colton Cowles in, and the result still would have been the same, right, as in a loss, right, would the fans, would the Oriole fans be still, you know, digging in his ass this morning?
Yeah, they would,
You say you don't think so, but in my opinion, you know these callers, you know these fans that you talk to every single day. If it's anything but a win, they going at Brandon High. So I feel like he in a lose-lose situation. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because it would have been, well, you know Jackson Holliday doesn't traditionally do well against the lefties, but whatever the case is with Colton Cowles, so you take him out or you don't put him in that situation. It would have been something. I'm telling you, man, they never satisfied.
Yeah, E, I don't think you're wrong. It's a small minority that would have done that. Yeah,
he's right.
But they're loud. You know, they're nonstop. Yeah. It's the constant tweeting, the posting on social media about how this guy's wrong. Hyde does everything wrong according to some people, which is just unfair. And what I was going to say to you is, I don't know that they would have complained about Holliday and Cowser not getting pinch hit for, considering what was on the bench. They would have, this whole morning would have been about Gregory Soto. That's all it would have been about.
Absolutely.
Like, he's almost getting a pass because of the pinch hitting, and a lot of people are focusing on that. When I think the most egregious thing last night is watching him pitch in a leverage situation where the last couple times he's shown you, he just doesn't have it. So, but E, appreciate the phone call, man. Good stuff. Let me grab Antonio in Rosedale here. He's got a question. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. What pitches on the IL can the Orioles expect to have back in pitching this season? Have a wonderful day, guys.
Thanks, you too.
Cologne.
Yes. Cologne's the only one, right?
One, yeah.
The other guys, Bradish out for the year, Means out for the year.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think if there was anybody else that we were looking at. You know, we'll have to see the extent of Grayson's injury. I got the hiccups, but it sounds like he's had this injury before. He was out about 2 months last time. So I think you can expect him back at some point this year. I just don't know when. But other than that, Kalum's the one guy that you're hoping to get back. And maybe there's somebody that's shining in the farm system over this last month and you want to give him a chance to pitch in the bullpen and, in September, but just have to wait and see on that. 410-583-1057. Lots to go over here. Coming up later in the hour, we're going to get to a What's Trending. My favorite athlete of all time unretires and says he's looking forward to working with TNT. We'll tell you about that. Also, Ryan Ripken joining us at 8:30. But up next, in the world of stupid, I think this is a pretty clean one. So you guys can trust me on that. We're going to talk about movie premieres and are they doing this right? I love it, but seems a little aggressive with the latest one and how they're trying to promote it. We're going to talk about that racist family that everybody killed them on Yelp. If you haven't seen it, Gary Miller and his wife Janice Cusack Miller yelled at some people and told them they had a hanging tree for certain people out back of their restaurant. And a lot of people went to Yelp to show them how they feel about it. And lastly, what's your name? Italian tourist plunges to his death while taking a selfie. Oh, boy, this keeps happening. We'll talk about it next here on The Fan. All right, where to start? Let's start off with racists. If you guys haven't seen the video yet, it went viral on social media with this family. And look, I got to say this, because just because someone is voting for Trump and wearing a MAGA hat, it doesn't make them racist. But I think people like this are the reason why people think anyone's wearing
It's always a minority in any group that casts their others in a bad light.
Like, that's what I was saying earlier when he called in. I said, look, it's a small minority that's going to kill them for everything they do, but it's a loud group. You know, they're going to be loud. Yeah. So MAGA racist, as they call them, and the guy was racist, Gary Miller, his wife Janice Cusack Miller, his daughter Tiffany Miller at their business, Firehouse Saloon in Virginia City, Nevada. Go check out their Yelp reviews. I was wondering how this was going to go, because you got a couple guys sitting out in front of this place. And when it says Firehouse Saloon, and I'm assuming they turned an old firehouse into a bar, because that's what it looks like. Some trucks in there.
Raven Stadium.
Yeah, with the almost like garage doors are open and people are sitting out front. So apparently what he told, there was an African-American man that was, I don't know what he was doing. He was delivering something. If he was a mailman, I think he says it in the group, but he's working. And the guy tells him to get out of there. He's going to take him out back with the hanging tree that he has for N-words.
Mm-hmm.
So then the guy starts recording, goes, you want to repeat that? You want to say that again? And starts going after him. The thing that really pisses me off about this is that there was some asshat that went in there trying to defend him going, I never heard him say that about a hanging tree. Yeah, because he started recording after he heard it. He's not going to say it again when he's on video, you dumbass. I got no time for racist people. I'm just telling you now, if you're in a room with me and you're going to say something, I'm going to call your ass out. It's just not like this stuff is the reason why we can't have nice things. And I'm so happy. I think Yelp is so terrible because the only people that go there are people that are angry. Usually, I mean, you're going to find some people that go in there, but oh, they didn't fill my cup up 4 times. I'm going to give them 1 star.
Yes.
How many stars do you think this place has now? You can get 4, right? Is it 4 or 5? 5 stars that you can get? 5. I think it is 5. Yeah. They are completely at a 1 star. It doesn't matter how many 5 stars you give them from now on out. They're going to be at a 1 star for a long, long time. And they deserve it. And this is what happened. People went on social media and posted their business, posted their phone number, posted the Yelp page to go to. And all you have to do is just click on it. Boop. There's 1 star. I'm done.
Oh, right.
Yeah. That's so
true. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. And like people were writing this. I like my food made by nice people. I'm not. And not racist scumbags wearing MAGA hats. This is the worst place in America. They'll try to hang you out back on their hanging tree. Like, who says that in today's day and age?
Come on, man.
So, enough about these racists. But let's get to something else that's a little bit more sweet. Let's talk about movie premieres. And I don't know if people saw when the movie Smile was coming out. Scary movie. They had people in the stands of NBA games and baseball games doing the creepy smile. Where I don't know how much they were getting paid, these actors, and nobody can see me. They're smiling from ear to ear, and you're like, man, that's an incredible promotion they're running, right? Like, as soon as you see it,
And it's creepy as hell. And you see, and then I'm like, oh, I remember this. I remember the smile from the, it was creepy as hell.
So now they're doing something new. They're promoting Alien Romulus, where they're putting, if you guys watch the series of movies that they've had, what are called face huggers. Those are the little aliens that attach themselves to your face. They're paying actors to wear these things on their face and just laying down on the streets of New York with them attached to their face, which I'm going, I said to Ed, I said, this is horrible because if I'm walking past them, I think I'm calling the cops. If I don't know what this is, like I'm a movie buff, so I know what it is, but like you're some old cat walking down the street and you see that and you're like, oh my God, I got to call the cops. To which Ed said to me, what did you say to me?
I'm a native New Yorker. I would have looked and just kept walking. I mean, people pull this crap all the time. There's all kinds of that city's got more. If you just take, you know, a walk and two short walks from work to the subway and subway to home, you'll see more craziness than you can imagine.
What about the video I sent you the other day?
Which one?
The two dudes.
Oh, yes, in Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah, two dudes in Hell's Kitchen. One of them's a butterscotch bandit. He turned the other guy around, stuck his nose up his back end, and then I don't want to say broad daylight, but it's clearly visible.
It was well lit. Yeah. I don't care if it was nighttime or not daylight.
It's very well lit, and you see somebody recording as he's going to town. He's eating that thing like a pie eating contest with his arms behind his back, and somebody get him a mint. Some guy walks by and turns around and goes, and then he's like kind of walking backwards and watching him like, is this really happening?
Well, that's
right
it is. It's like, am I seeing this?
Like, did you just say butterscotch bandit?
Yeah, the butterscotch bandit.
I've never once ever heard it.
Oh, you never paid attention. That's one of his favorites.
Yeah, there was a rumor. I just want to say it's a rumor that Owen Wilson was a butterscotch bandit. You know, someone that's going down there looking for a good time and then says, I want to see what's out back. That's a butterscotch bandit.
With the person of the same sex?
It doesn't have to be the same. It can be. Yeah.
Well, that's not that odd.
Well, that's different.
Oh.
I know plenty of people that are butterscotch bandits then.
Is that what they prefer?
I know. How many people are in that room in there? There's two people and someone raised their hand.
Oh, I didn't see him raise his hand. You disgusting heathen, Ed. He didn't have to raise his hand for me to know that. Would you say if it's not dirty, it's not what? What's the old Woody?
You're doing it right.
Yeah, that's...
Sex ain't dirty, not doing it right.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. All right, let's get off of this. I shouldn't even have said that. Let's talk about this. We've
Did Lady Gaga say that in Poker Face? Doesn't hurt, it isn't fun.
I think you're right. I'm not going to question you on Gaga. We do a lot of these stories, and I don't want to make light of somebody dying, but it is what it is. An Italian tourist plunged to his death because he had to take a selfie with his girlfriend on a dream Bali vacation.
Was he backing up and taking a selfie, one of those things?
I think he just slipped and fell. Tourist plunged more than 80 feet to his death in Bali Sunday while trying to take a selfie with his girlfriend at a popular waterfall spot. Can I ask you about, and I'm not trying to, I don't want this to sound like I'm being cold or being mean. Mm-hmm. You go on vacation, your significant other dies. What do you do? Do you finish vacation?
There was someone, there is an Olympian, I think she's home now. Her sister-in-law died in Paris as soon as she got there. And then she just kept, like they said it as such an aside. And they're like, oh, here's so-and-so. Her sister-in-law died when she arrived at Paris. So here's her next attempt. And I'm like, we're just going past? Like, she's just going to keep going?
Well, I don't know. Like, these whole, like, some of this stuff is really interesting where you get to see how people are feeling. Because I know people's like, I paid for this vacation. I'm going to at least use it just because they're going. That's not me, you know, but I know there are people like that. And with this, with the Olympics, it comes up every 4 years for her an opportunity to win a gold medal. Her sister died. What do you do?
That's a tough one. That's different than being on vacation. Mm-hmm. That's a once in a 4 year, once in a lifetime, maybe opportunity.
Yeah.
There's no guarantee you're coming back in 4 years.
But here's the guy, Giancarlo Zaccan. Or hold on, let me put my glasses on. Zaccari. It's not Zaccari. It's not an N. It's an R and an I. 49 and Lara Biaggi, 25, of Italy, were posing at the top of the Gaja Maz Waterfalls. You ever heard of that?
No.
Me either.
Yeah, I'm not a big Bali waterfall guy. I know Niagara Falls. Yeah. And Victoria Falls. That's about it.
When I went to Iceland, they were talking about all the waterfalls and how beautiful they are. I'm like, you're right, but each one looks like the other one I just saw.
Yeah.
So why?
It's not true.
It is.
I've been to the same waterfalls. They're all different.
No, they look the same. You know what's going on? There's water cascading off of rocks down the front.
Then you never should have gone at all. I can pour some water off the table then.
That's not the same, Joe. I need to have rocks.
Man.
Ed.
What?
All those waterfalls look the damn same.
I've never been to, Iceland. So. Well, I do like the what is it, 66 Iceland? What's that clothing line?
66 North.
66 North.
Is that an Icelandic clothing line?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Joe has some stuff. I saw some he wore.
Yeah, well, isn't your girlfriend Icelandic?
Yeah, she has Icelandic heritage.
Oh, you got yourself a little Viking, huh?
See, but she had to choose between Icelandic heritage and American heritage.
Oh.
Because you can't be both.
Does she have an accent?
No, but she can speak Icelandic.
Ooh. That's very interesting.
It's not very cute.
Yeah,
it's not a very pretty language.
No. Yeah, there's some languages out there. Like when I was there, everybody said, why do you keep doing a bad Russian accent? Because I said, I don't know how these people sound. It's not you want to eat horse? Yeah, that's a lot of horse eating going on over there. But this waterfall, it said he fell at 11:30 a.m. when the iron railing they were leaning against suddenly collapsed. So maybe they thought they were a little bit safer, but F that, man. I watched the guy telling his wife, I don't know where this place is. Maybe one of you guys will know. It's a big rock, and then the people slide down it, and they get towards the side of it, and you take a picture. And when you look down, you're like, holy hell, if she slides off that rock, it's over with. And her husband's like, a little bit closer, a little bit closer. What are you trying to get to happen? Do you want her to fall? This stuff's crazy, but Biaggi survived the fall, but found her boyfriend dead. Despite a suspected mild head injury and abrasions throughout her body, she managed to scramble back to the top and find help. Ugh, man, what an awful
vacation. That's got to be you go away with somebody you love, and they die in a terrible accident. It's, and I really do think it's worse because people die even at a young age, heart attacks. And so Billy Bean passed away at 60. That's a young man.
Yeah.
And
what to you? Sorry.
Well, did you see him? He looks like your kid. But anyway,
I look like a glass of milk somebody left out for a week. What are those chunks?
I just think, if someone had a heart attack and died, it's terribly sad, but it's even worse when it's something stupid.
Yeah.
You're taking a selfie and you slip. I mean, use your brains you were born with, for God's sake. It's, I just, for the life of me, I watch people get dangerously close to edges of, you know, cliffs and things like that with to take a selfie.
Yeah.
Why?
I'm not that thrill seeker. So, all right.
Enjoy where you are. Stop documenting it. This is a quote. Never have lives been so documented worth less living or something like that. It was like ridiculous.
I think my man John Keats said that. Anyway, we got What's Trending coming up a little bit later. We're going to talk about Charles Barkley there. But up next, it's Ryan Ripken joining us. Get his take. I saw what he wrote about Brandon Hyde last night on all the different things that are going on with the Orioles. That's coming up next here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at CDC.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, welcome back. Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris, no Rob Long today. He's off. We welcome in one of our first, well, our first guest of the day, Ryan Ripken, joins us now, of course, with Baltimore Baseball Tonight. Check out his podcast. Ryan, how are you, man?
Hey, happy Wednesday. Good morning. How you guys doing?
All right. Doing well. I saw your post about, you know, obviously everybody's going to ask about Brandon Hyde, the knee-jerk reactions of everything that went on. I've said, like, I'm not a results-driven guy because I feel like if you do it the right way, it always works itself out in the end. You're playing numbers. You're playing odds. I didn't like last night. I didn't like those moves last night because for me, eventually, I think Holiday and Calzer have to be everyday players, right? He made the move. The you know, you look at Slater getting the walk, and then what happened after that? What are your thoughts? Because he's going to be criticized if it goes wrong, no matter what.
Oh, for sure. So I'll say this. You know what I said? I think in general of people calling for Brandon Hyde to be fired, and this is terrible. Like, you know, that he's not been a good manager. I think that's a bit too harsh, right? Where the Orioles have had success over the last 3 years, and you can't discredit he's done a good job with pinch hitting as a whole. You can even look at the series with Cleveland and in the past. Now, having said that, right, we had that part. Having said that, I did not like the moves at all last night, you know, because two things. One, to your point, if these are guys that you are trusting. You want them to, especially a guy like Jackson Holliday, who he's a young player. You're building up confidence. And the next part of it is Jackson and Colton have been on hot streaks. I know Colton, you know, it's not specifically that game, but for Jackson, you could tell he was getting in a groove. And when any of your players get in a groove, there's no real metric to me that can say, yeah, you know what, we're going to play the matchup here. Because when a player's locked in, you trust them. You ride them out. And for me, I was looking at Jackson. I'm going, he's locked in. Lefty, righty. He's seeing the ball really well. He's playing within himself, using the whole field. And it was a great opportunity for a young player to build confidence there. And then same thing with Colton Cowser. You know, I still would have loved to see Cowser get a chance, because even for Kobe Mayo, makes sense with the matchup. That's a hard position for a rookie just trying to find his footing at the big league level to come into the game in that situation. You know, so that would have been my preference. But I did want to say that to start off with Hyde, because I do think some things can be really harsh. But in that moment last night, I would have loved to see your young rising stars get a chance to prove in a big moment what they can do.
Let's stick with this for a moment. I don't like the moves either. The Slater move worked out because he drew a walk. But if all this, you know, he hits lefties great. He's hitting 193 against lefties this year. But that aside, how much pressure is on a manager now due to analytics? Do they have as much freedom? I know they make the field decisions, but is there pressure on this team and others, you know, who rely heavily on analytics now to go with, you know, what the machine says, what the analysis says?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's definitely more of an emphasis on it. I mean, I think what you try to do as a manager is how, with all the information that's given to you, how do you best get the results you're looking for, but also keeping that sense of the feel in the game, right? Because there are certain things that you can't, not necessarily quantify, right? That you gotta have to feel out as the moment presents itself, right? Mm-hmm. And that's that line you got to walk. And especially when people say, well, the whole old school versus new school. And I think that's become such a, you know, a line in the sand with how that is. But I do think that there's baseball moments, like I just said, that you just can't sit there and say, I know the data's telling me all of this and here's the analytics, but you know, the flow of the game or how this one player is swinging the bat or how this guy's looking on the mound right now, you know, those are some things you have to override. So I don't want to necessarily say it's a pressure that you got to choose the analytics, you know, more. I think it's the sense as a manager. And now for Brandon Hyde, with the Orioles, despite all their injuries and problems, are still one of the best teams in baseball.
Oh, definitely.
But now he's going to, because of when things don't go your way, you're going to be criticized a lot more analytically than you would. Like, I'll be honest, if Jackson stayed in yesterday, Colton stayed in, and they got out, no one would have batted an eye that they struck out or got out, right? You know what I mean? It's when that move that is driven by analytics goes wrong, then that's when everyone's going to say, well, wait a minute, are you the one equipped to make these decisions? Are you going to make the right one when the moment is brightest?
Yeah, and talking to Ryan Ripken here on the Big Bad Morning Show, and that's kind of where I'm at too. Like, coaches, managers, whatever sport we're talking about, are always going to be criticized whether the decision works out. Fourth down in the NFL, you know, whether you're going for the field goal or you're going for the score to win the game, or you're going for two, all these things that happen. But in baseball, it's any move you make. The thing that I think we should be talking about a little bit more than the pinch hitting is Gregory Soto. And again, it's still very early, but he has not looked good in an Oriole uniform.
Yeah, it's been a rough start for him, you know, and you gotta hope he turns it around, right? You gotta hope that he can find his groove. And part of it, you hope that every time you make a move, right, that it's going to be the perfect one. It's going to work out. Like, everyone was scratching their head on with Eloy Jimenez, and so far Eloy has been off to a good start. It, you know, we'll see how that finishes. Dominguez, I thought, has been, you know, pretty solid. Same with Eflin. Rogers is going to have to try to find his footing. And then there's Soto, you know. And one, it's just the reality that even though you have some some great baseball people, there's no guarantee that you're going to have it work out. Now, specifically last night, that's an example for me, which I understand. You go match up, you're playing it, and in some, most cases, you know, it has worked out. But in that sense, Soto is trying to find himself, and that's another factor you have to consider. You know, but you gave him a chance to try to figure it out, and it backfired. You know, and surprisingly now, did anyone have on their bingo card that Burt Smith was going to be, you know, a guy that people really are trusting now, right? And so that's just an example, but I'm with you. I think that move gets criticized a ton. They did the right thing in the sense of trying to let him work out of it, but that's another thing is understanding where a guy is. And for right now, where Soto is not in a spot that you should feel comfortable, because since coming over to Baltimore, it's just been too erratic. And I talked earlier, I think, to you guys in the past about high leverage situations. Right now, Soto's a guy that you can't consider to be in those high leverage situations at this current moment in time.
Yeah. Let's continue with pitching. Grayson, you know, is a scratch because of this lat discomfort, an injury he's had before. Are you worried about that? And how impressive to me, what do you think about Suarez coming in, you know, on terribly short notice and performing really well?
Yeah, let's start Suarez. I mean, Big Al, Albert, you know, whatever. I got to figure out the nickname for him. But
I like Big Al.
Unbelievable. Big Al, yeah, let's go with Big Al. Al was sensational. You know, and I can't tell you how valuable it is to have a guy. And despite everyone or people saying, oh, it's wearing off now, the feel-good story. No, he's still a huge part of this team.
Yeah.
Because he can do stuff like that. Where it's like, hey, late scratch, you know, Al, we need you. We need you to go in there. And this is a glass half full situation. People can look at it, the negative. You wasted a great outing from Albert. Well, the other side is Albert saved your bullpen. The fact that he was not – that, you know, he's been back and forth starting relieving, and he was able to give you five and save you and not have to make it a bullpen game with Grayson not pitching was sensational. I wish it was a better outcome, but – that's the beauty of having a guy like Albert Suarez in your pitching rotation and staff. Now, with Grayson, yeah, I'm going to be honest. I didn't like hearing it. I didn't like seeing Grayson's reaction. I still don't like that I have to even talk about it, because this is something when you're dealing with a lat, and for pitchers, you know, I'm not going to jump to the conclusions, but that is something that can cause issues and can linger for a while. You know, so I'm hoping it's something small, but if it's not, talk about, you know, before the season where we're going, the Orioles are so loaded with depth and pitching, you know, how depleted starters have gone is unbelievable. You know, so losing Grayson for an extended time would really hurt, but you got to have next man up. You just got to hope that he can be ready to go, because the three of Burns, Eflin, and Grayson would look significantly different down the stretch. And when you're fighting the Yankees, you're going to need Grayson. So I'm going to hold my breath and hope, and hopefully we hear good news.
Absolutely. Check out the Ryan Ripken podcast. And Ryan, when are you on next in the Baltimore Baseball Tonight?
Baltimore Baseball Tonight next week.
Next week.
Next week I'll be back there.
All right, man. Sounds good. Thanks so much for joining us. All the best, and we'll talk to you next week.
Anything for you guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, Ryan.
Good stuff. All right, what we're going to do next, and coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, I got the Daily Line. I got my brains beat in yesterday. We'll talk about that. What's trending coming up next? Yeah, it's the first really bad day I've had in a long time, so we'll talk about it. Charles Barkley unretires. Says he's looking forward to working with TNT for years to come. Want to hear from you. 410-583-1057 right here on The Fan. All right, so we get into what's trending. Love this story, and it makes me really happy. I've said this numerous times, whether people believe me or not. I know I have a son named Peyton, and I have another son named Dalton after Patrick Swayze and Roadhouse. Charles Barkley, without a doubt, is my favorite athlete of all time. I know so many weird things about him. I read his autobiography. Born in Leeds, Alabama. His birthday is February 20th. He was the fifth pick in the draft in 1984 out of Auburn. Like, my favorite player, and I love the fact he won the MVP in 92-93. He never won a championship. I love the fact
funniest line ever, Dirk Nowitzki.
Yeah. He's just unapologetically him.
Yeah.
And I love that on a sports show. He does not worry. Like, he has no problem being critical of Kevin Durant and then Kevin Durant coming back or Draymond Green coming back and say, well, I got more championships than you. Okay. I'm a Hall of Famer. I'm in the top 75. Like, yeah. I didn't win a championship. Cool. You got
it's
yours.
Team sport.
You got yours when you joined a 72-win team. Yeah. So shut up. You know, like, and I, just my favorite player of all time, and I've said this before, I don't care if you like basketball or not, one of the best shows on TV, period, is Inside the NBA. It's not just a basketball show. It's hilarious. They pick on each other, and I think, like, a lot of times people had said, we sound like a couple of guys sitting at the end of the bar. Mm-hmm. Doing, that's what they're doing, except they're famous.
Right.
Shaq busting on Chuck, both of them busting on Kenny.
Shaq busted on Barkley.
Yeah. Ernie
and
trying
fat
to
jokes.
Ernie trying, and Shaq's a big dude too.
I know.
He keeps calling him fat. I'm happy that Barkley's staying on TNT. He's so popular, they tried to put him on hockey. They tried to put him on everything else because
he's been on hockey.
Yeah. He's really good at what he does. Even if he doesn't know what he's talking about, he's just so effing entertaining.
I totally agree. He would leave a huge hole in television, sports television. If he retired, I would miss him terribly. I love the guy too.
Can I say
to, we have to do that? Go top five favorite. I can't pick one.
Yeah,
top few favorite athletes of all time.
I could pick mine right now if you wanted them. But the thing is, with this in specific too, with Charles Barkley, and again, I don't care if you like him, don't like him. I just think what they've done on TNT and keeping this together has been great, and. You know, having a guy that's not afraid to be critical. Like we were just talking about, I'll bring it up, Ryan Ripken. Ryan Ripken, having him on the show, I know he's played with a lot of the guys on the Orioles that are mm-hmm. that are there now. It's got to be a really hard thing for him to try to be critical of those guys. Mm-hmm. And I think he's done a phenomenal job, I don't want to say of towing that line, but knowing the right times to be critical. But as a former baseball player, understanding it's a long season and things happen.
It's a hard game.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. But I do. I agree. I think he's doing a really good job.
And I want to bring this up. So I do have, there are two athletes that I've always wanted to interview that I never got to.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Charles Barkley's number one. As long as I've been doing this, I've never had a chance to interview him. He's my favorite athlete of all time. We got to get a hold of TNT and see if we can't set it up.
Right. I've gotten to meet a couple, because of where I lived and mm-hmm. worked, my nature of my job, I've gotten to meet probably more, but three that are top of my head I can tell you right now. I had a conversation with Muhammad Ali in the steps of Madison Square Garden because I was in uniform. You just started chatting
awesome.
With me. That was unbelievable. Tell you what I took away from that. He's big.
Yeah.
That was a big, I forget. I mean, I've been around heavyweight fighters. Mike Tyson's like not much bigger than me. He fought a 218. Ali's like, was a 6'3".
Yeah.
And big. He was a big man. I met him. It was a thrill. I got to meet George St. Pierre. Thank you. Under Armour. He was doing a commercial. They called to, hey, he's down here. Would you want to? I raced down here to talk to him. We took the same style of full contact karate.
Mm-hmm.
When I told him, he gave me the greeting, the bow. He treated me like he came to meet me. Like it was that nice. It was Mark Messier. It was the other.
Can I tell you who did that here? It was John Harbaugh when he first signed in with the Ravens. Like, we were walking down the hallway here to do an interview with him,
mm-hmm.
and he essentially interviewed all the people that were walking with him, and it made you feel like he wanted to know more about you. The same thing you're talking about with Ali, like he's happy to be here and meet you.
Yeah.
I think things have changed since then, but but no, like that's a credit to him and the type of person he is coming in. But to your point, like I remember one of our old sales guys here was a childhood friend of Joe Frazier.
Yes.
And one of the only times I got starstruck, I was shaking Joe Frazier's hands. And the only thing I could think about is like...
One of my all-time favorites, man.
These hands touched up Ali's face. And there's not many people that can say they can do it when Ali was good.
Knocked Ali down in that first fight.
And he was treated...
And won.
He was treated so unfairly by Ali. But
yeah.
Here we are. Anyway, I just think like some of that stuff's really cool. And the chances we've had to meet some of our favorite athletes and actually interview them has just been awesome. So anyway... We got the 9 o'clock hour coming up. Daily line is 9:15. Okay, we're going to get to that. I'll tell you why I got my brains beat in last night. Just frustrating, too. I'm not going to get into it now. All right, up next, we're going to talk about this, and I have a specific answer for this question. Who has more pressure to fix their playoff woes? Dak Prescott or Lamar Jackson? Haha, Rashawn, you already called in. We'll do that next right here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.